Test 12.
Part 1. In this part, you will hear 20 short conversations. After each conversation, you will hear a question about it. You will hear each conversation and question once. Choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D.
Number 1.
If you expect to pass the test tomorrow, you'll have to open your books and begin burning the midnight oil.
I'm going to study as long as it takes, even if that means I don't sleep a wink.
That's what I call commitment.
What is the woman suggesting?
Number 2.
Did you hear about Gary Turner's remark to Miss Stevens? He was completely out of line.
Plus, the remark was totally uncalled for.
I'm surprised she didn't fire him.
Obviously, she felt sorry for him. He's been going through a lot since his divorce.
How did Gary talk to Miss Stevens?
Number 3.
I have to leave earlier today. I have a sales meeting downtown and I have to take the train.
Don't you usually drive when you go to those meetings? I thought you didn't like to take the train.
I don't, but the highway is being repaired, and if I have to make a detour through an area I'm not familiar with, I'll surely be late.
I hadn't thought about that.
What problem is the woman facing today?
Number 4.
I'm soaked. The minute I got off the bus, it started to pour.
Poor thing. It's a 10-minute walk from the bus stop.
Which I had to make in high heels.
Quick, change into something dry while I make you a hot chocolate.
What happened to the woman?
Number 5.
Excuse me, Professor Willis, but I was hoping to talk to you about my assignment for calculus.
I have a class in a few minutes. Why don't you come and see me during office hours tomorrow?
I checked your office hours, and I too have a class at the same time. Can we do it the day after tomorrow?
No problem. Only remember that you have to hand in your assignment by Thursday.
When will the speakers meet next?
Number 6.
I'm really sorry about the misunderstanding with your brother.
You should be. You opened the can of worms. You sort it out.
You're overreacting. Anyway, I'll talk to him.
You do that.
What is the man complaining about?
Number 7.
How did the job interview go?
Great. They offered me the job, but my boss says he'll give me a raise if I don't go.
I guess you're really in a fix then.
And I've got to figure things out by the end of the week.
What is a woman's problem?
Number 8.
Where's that purple short-sleeved blouse that your sister gave me for my birthday? I want to wear it. It's so becoming.
You mean the one that had a small tear at the back? My mom mended it.
I know. I remember putting it in the washing machine.
Maybe it's in the ironing pile.
Oh, here it is. No, it's missing a button.
Why can't the woman wear the blouse?
Number 9.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but our sales were down again this month.
Didn't the new advertising campaign save the day?
I'm afraid not. So, it's back to the drawing board.
What will they do next?
Number 10.
I heard you're an intern at a major law firm.
Yeah, but I get next to nothing.
At least you'll gain invaluable experience in the professional life of an attorney.
Right, but let's not forget, I also need to make ends meet.
What is the man's problem?
Number 11.
Why are you so upset with Paul?
Because he took our car without permission, and he put a big dent in it, and then he just parked it in the driveway and didn't say a word.
Did he really think we wouldn't find out?
I really don't know what's going on in his mind. But now he'll have to face the music. He's grounded for a week.
What do we learn about Paul?
Number 12.
I'm throwing Sandra a party next Saturday.
What are you cooking?
Beef bourguignon, but don't tell anyone or you'll spoil the surprise.
Don't worry, it'll stay just between you and me.
What does the man promise to do?
Number 13.
Are you finally going to Paris for the Christmas holidays?
Brad couldn't take any days off. Plus, it was too expensive.
That's a pity.
Yeah, and I really had my heart set on that trip.
What is true about the woman?
Number 14.
Can you tell me when the term paper for this course is due?
In the last week of the semester.
Any advice you could give me about it?
Make sure you credit your sources. There are strict penalties for anyone who plagiarizes.
Who are the speakers?
Number 15.
You're a lifesaver. The movers are coming any minute, and I don't know what we would have done with the baby if you hadn't offered to help.
No problem. Besides, you've babysat for Charlie so many times. I felt I had to do it.
Nonsense. Charlie's such a great kid. It's a pleasure to be around her.
Anyway, what will I have to do?
How will the man help the woman?
Number 16.
I'm not sure I can be of any service.
I was kind of hoping I could get it back today. You see, we're going away for the weekend, and it would be such a waste if we couldn't take any photos.
Like I said, I haven't gotten to it yet. We're really swamped.
Can I call you back in an hour?
What are they talking about?
Number 17.
Are you still taking the bus to work?
A friend from work told me about this carpool site, and it's proved quite useful.
Doesn't the bus work out cheaper?
It does, but I can get to work in half an hour, so it's worth a few extra bucks. Besides, my carpool partner is quite good company.
How does the man get to work? Number 18.
I think Marianne really said some mean things.
I couldn't agree more. I wonder what's gotten into her.
The truth is, she's been going through a lot since Jason walked out on her.
Maybe you're right. It would be equally mean of us to hold it against her.
What is probably true about Marianne? Number 19.
Did you hear what Jonathan does for a living? He's a voiceover artist.
What's that?
He narrates commercials, video games, and works as the voice of cartoon characters.
Doesn't sound like a steady job to me.
It's very well paid, though, and there's no actual training required.
What is the disadvantage of Jonathan's job? Number 20.
How can I help you, sir?
I'd like to cash this check and then make a withdrawal.
Okay, hang on a minute. I'm sorry, sir. This check has bounced.
What do you mean it has bounced? What happens now?
Where are the speakers? End of part 1.